gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rubber.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Star Bunkum Coffee Program, starring Dan Grubb. Friends, is your heartbeat too regular? Do you ever wish you spent more time in the bathroom? Do you crave the taste of bitter dirt? Maybe you should try coffee. Star Bunkum Coffee is the wonder beverage that improves all facets of life. Put your morning in high gear and watch time fly while you wait in line. Bond with your friends as you laugh over memories of how your name got messed up. And just when you're feeling like you need another boost, that is about 4 minutes after you leave a Star Bunkum, pop into another Star Bunkum! They're everywhere! And now, tonight's episode, Spartourmen, or
Spourmanicus? Boy, this one's really hard to cram in there, folks.
Our story begins as two Roman soldiers guard a fortress in Thrace.
So you see, vomitoriums, that is, vomitoria, don't actually have anything to do with vomiting.
Huh. I wish somebody would have told me.
That's the trouble being posted out here on the frontier. No one tells you anything. I mean, we only got aqueducts last year.
Yeah, that's right. And when... Hey, what's that?
Huh? Ah, crap. Hey, Marcus! Marcus! I need a sentry out here. There's a horde coming in. About, 600 feet out. Coming up!
Oh, that's awful.
Terrible, isn't it? But we gotta keep out the barbarians.
Why?
Hmm?
Why do we gotta keep out the barbarians?
Well, because they... Hey, Marcus! Marcus!
Yeah?
Why do we gotta keep out the barbarians again?
They wanna take our jobs!
Oh, right. Thanks, Marcus. Yeah, they wanna take our jobs.
Well, they can have my job. I hate guarding. I just joined to pay for college.
Oh, are you going to college?
Yeah, but the tuition was too high on account of me being Greek.
Oh, I didn't know you was Greek.
Well, I was raised Greek. I'm reformed Greek myself. All those silly gods like Zeus and Hades and Apollo. It's nonsense. Give me a good Roman god like Jupiter and Pluto and Apollo. Besides, I couldn't take all the dietary restrictions. There's only so many foods you could put tzatziki on. Anyway, my parents wanted me to get educated in the Greek method, but I don't know, all that customary sex with the tutor, it just rubbed me the wrong way. So I moved to Rome for school, but the only way to pay for it was to join the army. And here I am. How about you?
Oh, I always wanted to serve. I come from a military family. My grandfather served under Caesar. Crossed the Rubicon with him and everything.
Hey, wow! Did he ever meet him?
Oh, yeah! Caesar saw him flailing a Gaul to death and gave him some tips on how to hold the whip. Said it really helped his tennis elbow.
Well, that's Caesar for you. Never too busy to help.
I heard his assassins were really terrible at stabbing, so he gave him a few pointers.
That's so Caesar. It's too bad how the whole Ides of March thing went down.
Yeah, well, that's politics, isn't it? One minute you're the best conqueror since Alexander, next minute you're a soggy red mess.
Well, speaking of messes, let's get these bodies taken care of.
Yeah, okay. Hey, you two, get back to work. Sorry, sir. What do you think all that commotion was, Armanus? Looked like one of those slave-freeing rebellions. Oh. Sentry put him down okay?
Yeah.
Chihir, Antonia's boy was taken as a slave.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's a mean old world.
This can't keep happening.
What do you mean this can't keep happening?
I mean the Romans. They should stop enslaving our children.
Well, I don't think I follow. I mean, they need slaves. How else would everything get built?
They could hire people. Adults.
But then what would the slave children do?
They could stay home until they're grown, and we could educate them, teach them the way of the world.
But don't Romans already do that? I mean, they take them and enslave them. That's the way of the world.
But what if they didn't enslave them?
Are you a revolutionary?
What? No! I just don't want my kids to be slaves.
Uh-huh. And why are your kids so special? Do you think you're better than the rest of us?
No! I don't think any children should be slaves.
Oh, so now you're telling me how to raise my children. Look, when I was a child, the Romans stole me from my parents, put me in shackles, marched me 80 miles to the next city-state, and sold me into slavery. And I turned out okay.
But you're covered in filth and live in the street with just rotting animal hides for shelter.
And who built that street? The Romans. Thank you for proving my point.
How'd you get free?
Huh?
You said you were a slave. Now you're not. So how'd you get free?
I bought my freedom.
How? Slaves aren't paid.
Well, this is pretty cheap, actually. I wasn't a very good slave. They said I didn't moan enough. So they let me go for a few bread crusts and a piece of string. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to collect some dung to fix a hole in the roof.
If only someone could do something about this slavery thing. Certainly not me. That would be entirely too convenient for the plot.
Hey, peasant, why aren't you toiling?
Huh? Oh, I was just talking to my fellow peasant for a minute.
I don't see anyone here.
Oh, you see, they just left.
Oh, so now we can't see right, huh? Are you telling us that we're blind, or are you lying to the Roman god?
No, you see, it's just a simple misunderstanding. There was someone else just here, and now...
Take him away! He's not that stringy, so make him a gladiator.
What? No, let me go! Hey, help! Dear listeners, I was taken to the local amphitheater and made to fight for my life against wild beasts, as well as other gladiators. I watched in terror as the other unwilling gladiators went up against lions, bears, and even the dreaded Erymanthian boar.
And then who do you think walked in? Go on, guess. You'll never guess. Okay, I'll tell you. Darius. You remember Darius. From the Academy. Darius, Darius. Anywho, who does he have with him but Linda, the Vestal Virgin? Well, you could feel the room.
It was my turn. As I was shoved out into the arena, a chill went through me. My knees went weak as they slowly opened the cage to reveal what man-eating beast I would be pitted against.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, we will now begin the next fight. In this corner, weighing in at 160 pounds, the local boy in the red toga, Armanus. And in this corner, almost half a ton of solid muscle and teeth. In the blue fins, the ferocious, bloodthirsty, great white shark.
Are you sure about this?
Stay in your seats, folks. This thing will rip you in half.
Okay.
He did it! He slayed the shark! Behold, this new champion of bravery and strength! And now, to commemorate this valor, our Manus will take part in the 100-man melee!
Wait! I have to fight 100 men?
Don't worry, you'll be armed. Here, have a net. Ta-ta!
That night, I decided I couldn't be a gladiator any longer. I had to make my escape. Viscus. Viscus. Viscus, that match was unimaginably violent. I've decided I can't be a gladiator any longer. I have to make my escape. Will you come with me?
Yeah, okay.
Great. Get all the other gladiators together and meet me at the Agora at XI o'clock.
Aren't Agoras Greek?
You're right. Better meet me at the Forum then.
How will I recognize you?
I'll be the one in a toga and sandals with 11 spears sticking out of my back.
Later that night, in the Agora...
Forum!
Forum? Maybe I need more coffee.
Our Manus! Our Manus!
Shh! Oh no, a gas leak! Shh! Oh good, it's fixed!
Shut up, you idiot! Did you gather all the gladiators?
Yeah, we're all here.
Excellent. Here's the plan. We attack at dawn. We're all trained fighters, so we should definitely stand a chance against the guards. If we can take over the city, we can inspire a revolution that will end Roman slavery once and for all.
As the sun rises the next morning, two Roman soldiers guard the gate to the city. Sunrise. Great time for more coffee. I think I'll go get some more.
So you see, with these new indoor toilets back west, you don't have to go outside to relieve yourself.
Huh. I wish somebody would have told me.
That's the trouble being posted out on the frontier. No one tells you anything. I mean, we only got orgies last year.
Yeah, that's right. And when... Hey, what's that?
Huh? Oh, crap. Hey, Marcus! Marcus! I need a sentry out here. The horde coming in about 400 feet out. Coming up!
Come on, everybody! We can take them! Fight for your freedom!
Don't you hate it when your seemingly unique individual narrative only serves to reinforce the status quo?
This has been the Starbuck and Coffee Program for America! Remember to always drink Starbuck and brand coffee, because Starbuck comes the best and the coffee's so good it just gets right in you. It just picks you up right away. You should have some first thing in the morning, and then you should have another cup right after that, and then wait a little bit, maybe go a little bit, use up in the bathroom, use up in the bathroom, go get more coffee, and have another. And you know what? They make cold coffee too. You can have ice in your coffee, or they can make it a frappuccino, or you can have ice cream, or even whipped cream and chocolate syrup on your coffee. Oh, there's so many ways to have the coffee. You can even have coffee and just the coffee beans with chocolate on it. Oh, there's so many ways to have coffee. Oh, and the coffee's so good. I need more. I'm going to get more coffee right now. Oh, coffee. Coffee beans. Oh, so much coffee. Oh, Starbucks coffee. It's a Starbucks coffee. Oh, thank you for watching Starbucks coffee.